Talis presents.
Hello and welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next for the Future Battlefield? Today we are going to be talking to Nick Ernest about the unique approach Talis has to artificial intelligence and how it can safely enhance the performance of U.S. military helicopter crews operating on tomorrow's battlefield.
Hello, my name is Dr. Nick Ernest, and yes, I am the tallest North American expert for True AI. True standing for transparent, understandable, and ethical artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the podcast, Nick.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So before we begin, can you tell us about your background? You created your own AI. Is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, the methodology is called the genetic fuzzy tree. And where that came from was a result of both my master's and PhD within the field of aerospace engineering, focusing on controls and dynamics. So in late 2018, our company, Cybernetics Incorporated, is what it was called. It was self-funded, was acquired by Talis Avionics, to be specific. And ever since then, I have been chief architect for Talis Avionics, running our AI lab here out of Cincinnati, Ohio, that is focused on using that AI methodology, the genetic fuzzy tree, for developing systems for mission and safety critical applications.
Well, that's great. Okay, so Nick, AI is very much in the news today. The U.S. military is counting on this futuristic technology to play a significant role in its modernization efforts and enhance its effectiveness in potential conflicts. What approach is Talis taking to AI in defense?
So we continuously hear about the threats that we're facing from near-peer adversaries, and they are notable. There are many issues in which we will rely upon artificial intelligence in order to have success in the future for a wide variety of mission profiles. But we don't need to sacrifice any of our morality or safety metrics in order to effectively utilize it against our threats. So that's our main approach here, and I would say that's also the approach of the U.S. in these terms.
Okay, well, that's good. Can you paint a picture for us and describe why warfighters need AI and what will it give them that they don't have now?
First of all, unmanned systems are going to play an increasing role in the battlefield of the future. We're talking about creating drones, and we just assume that our high-tech adversary is going to have us operating within comms-denied environments. And even if we aren't operating in comms-denied environments, we're only going to want to talk to our unmanned systems, and we will only want our unmanned systems to talk to us when it is absolutely critical. Otherwise, detection is almost guaranteed. Now, as a second point, the amount of data that we are able to collect and then feed to our warfighters is far more than our warfighters can actually effectively intake within an operational setting. So to greatly increase their ability to intake this massive amount of data and make smart decisions from it. So both of those things are not just greatly beneficial, but if we compare ourselves against potential future near-peer threats, I'd argue they're requirements.
So how does Talis True AI differ from other forms of AI on the defense market? Does it offer any advantages that other forms of AI can't?
No, absolutely. So our AI differs quite significantly from the mainstream. Our Talis True AI is formally provable to adhere to requirements. Those requirements can be operational doctrine, safety requirements, platform requirements, rules of engagement and international law, etc. The difference is the fact that we can adhere to strict software safety requirements such that we could reliably and ethically utilize these systems in these sorts of applications.
So could you walk us through how an Army pilot could use AI?
A prime example of how, at least in the future, an Army pilot could utilize Talis AI is the consideration of unmanned aerial vehicles that you are having as collaborative aircraft. And let's say you're a group of four manned attack helicopters. And let's say you have 16 unmanned aerial vehicles assisting you. Obviously, at this point in time, you don't have 16 people using joysticks to control these vehicles. As I've already said, you're either in a comms denied environment, or you don't want to send a signal to these, or you don't want them to send a signal to you unless it's absolutely required. So that dictates that at least some functionality of this system is eventually going to be controlled by a piece of software that is on board. You will be able to interact with them as you will any other sort of platform that would be within your group.
Okay, that is very interesting. So how does Thales plan to combine AI into the North American defense market? Are there specific Thales defense solutions being marketed to the U.S. military?
The way we fit into the U.S. DoD market is varied. It's broad. There are autonomy asks from the U.S. DoD currently that our AI system will be able to compete from a performance perspective of with any other submitter, but will uniquely be able to adhere to the highest ethical and legal standards. So we also are pursuing other projects. Parts of our company have also done work in the unmanned underwater vehicle domain, and with very similar benefits and potential strengths. However, additionally, we have a system called the Tactical Mission Planner and a subsystem of that called COMBI, in which we are able to utilize this artificial intelligence to minimize the workload for operators, pilots, to create routing and mission planning for a variety of mission tasks, such that we only ask that human to input their high-level intentions. And our AI system takes those high-level intentions, works with low-level solvers, and analyzes the output and provides a plan that adheres to your intentions, greatly reducing the workload such that the pilot or operator no longer needs to input these low-level technical parameters to a variety of solvers in order to reach the same goal.
Thank you so much, Nick, for joining the podcast and talking about Thales' unique approach to AI.
Thank you. We are very excited about what Thales True AI can provide the warfighter of today and of the upcoming few years, both the capability of human decision aids and able to increase the performance of our warfighters and make their jobs easier and safer, as well as what we can provide to either these autonomous or semi-autonomous unmanned vehicles, which will be a requirement against potential upcoming near-peer adversaries.
And to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this latest episode of our What's Next podcast.